From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Exit polls in Russia say President Vladimir Putin has won another term in office. He won more than 73% of the vote. He's been in a position of leadership in Russia already for 18 years. The Russian non-governmental research organization Levada Center conducted a study in December that indicated 58% of voters plan to boycott the elections, but state-owned polling company Vicom projects a turnout of 71%. Putin faced seven challengers, but no real threats from any of the contenders. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the center of Afrin is now entirely under the control of Turkish and allied Syrian forces, and Turkish flags have been raised over the town. The Reuters news agency reported that a spokesman for Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighters said earlier that the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn on Sunday and that Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. Syria's Kurds vowed to retake the city, saying that the war with Turkey has now entered, quote, a new phase of guerrilla warfare. China's ceremonial legislature voted Sunday to approve Li Keqiang's appointment as the country's secondary leader of the ruling Communist Party. China's premier traditionally serves as the country's top economic official. But President Xi Jinping has stripped the post of its most prominent duties by appointing himself to lead party bodies that oversee economic reform and state industry. This is VOA News. South Korean media are reporting a senior North Korean diplomat is in Finland to meet with former American diplomats. This week, a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish diplomats that could lead to a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Olof Skog is Sweden's ambassador to the UN.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now, and if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
Armed separatists in Cameroon have abducted 40 people, including a government official. The abductions occurred as President Paul Biya dispatched a minister to the troubled English-speaking regions on a peace-building mission. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinziga reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon businessman Angelbert Etoga has returned to his hometown, Yaoundé, 24 hours after he was abducted and released by armed separatist groups. He says he and about 36 others were on a bus traveling to Lebealem in southwestern Cameroon to attend a political rally when armed men attacked and seized the vehicle. Etoga says they were detained for several hours and some were asked to leave after being told they had to respect the territorial integrity of the English-speaking regions of Cameroon, which the kidnappers said was now a state called Ambazonia.
Il est possible qu'il y ait des complicités au sein de la population, au sein des notables.
Etoga says it is very possible there is some cooperation among some of the population, traditional rulers and separatist groups. He says he is very certain that many people are adhering to separatist ideologies. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Israel's military said Sunday it's destroyed a tunnel in the Gaza Strip dug by Hamas militants in order to launch cross-border attacks. The military said it had partially destroyed the tunnel during the 2014 Gaza War and Hamas was trying to put it back in operation. A military spokesman said the recycling of any of Hamas's tunnels would be a, quote, futile effort and a waste of resources that could be used to aid residents of Gaza. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.